Welcome to In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM, Mount Zion's Missions, Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles, Apostle Dr. Lucille and Apostle Chris Baird, are absolutely thrilled to have you tuning in and look forward to sharing God's Word with you each week. Join us now and listen as our team brings you inspiring messages and uplifting truths.
Right, blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, and wherever you're listening from. We're coming to you again this Friday morning, always excited and full of anticipation and excitement to come to you, to bring to you the Word of God, the mind of God, to bless you and be a blessing to you. Thank you for saying to us that it's a blessing. Continue to pray for us. We don't take chances with ourselves because we believe that prayer will help us to do better every time. We pray that this word today will continue to bless you, that, you know, there'll be a download of the Holy Spirit in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, and that you'll be touched in Jesus' name. And that, you know, if there's darkness, that the light of God will come and shine upon you. And whatever your needs are, that God will begin to bless and shine his light on those needs and meet those needs according to his will and purpose for your life in Jesus' name. Of course, with me in the studio, these men of God and women of God want to say good morning to you. So at this time, we have Reverend Gail to say good morning to you.
A very blessed and wonderful good morning to everyone who's listening. I pray a wonderful day to you. And as you listen to this program, that there will be something that you will take away that would be of a blessing to you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Rev. We have Apostle Chris who will give you some greetings.
Very good day to everyone. What a privilege it is to reflect on who God is and what he can do for us. We are so happy to call upon his name, and we're always happy to have you join us as we share these moments to declare that God is God of Barbados, he's God of the whole world, and there's nothing anybody could do that will stop this from happening.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. Let's hear you, Elder Andrew Octave.
A blessed good morning to you, my sisters and my brothers in Christ, and those who are listening to this beautiful program. May you be blessed today as we continue to share the Word of God with you. May your souls be touched. May you have a joy in your spirit and a song in your heart. Blessings to you once again.
Thank you so much, Elder Octave. Of course, Reverend Gail, would you pray for this service there? We never want to take a chance on Tina. We've got this down pat. Before God, we are nothing. And so we want all of us to be able to pray and ask the Lord to bless the service, bless what we're doing, and bless those that are listening, and may their heart be touched and impacted by the blessed Holy Spirit. Could you pray for us, Reverend Gail?
Father, we just lift your name. You are wonderful and awesome. We thank you, Lord, that we can find ourselves in this setting, that we can bring this program to all who would listen on the radio. We thank you, Lord, that your word has already gone out to touch people's lives, and there will be transformation, there will be change, and that people who hear would adhere to what you would say. So, Father, we thank you for blessing this program and blessing all the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Rev. Of course, we continue to share based on our theme this year, establishing our kingdom legacy and so on, but we're also looking at the main point of the theme, and that is pursuing God. And Reverend Stone shared with us Sunday morning, he came and he opened up for us that same word, pursuing the manifested presence of God. And so as we shared, I want to just go back to the story of Jesus, not the story, the whole incident of Jesus when he was speaking to his disciples in John chapter 17, that last meeting with his disciples. When he shared his heart, when he bared his soul, you know, if a person is going to leave us, a person is dying, one of the things that you want to know is, what was the last thing that they said? What was their mood? What happened in them before they left? You always want to know what was the thing that they said last to anybody. And before Jesus left, you know, before he went to Calvary, before he was crucified, he had that talk, that discourse with his disciples. He all along the journey, he kept telling them that he had to go. He kept telling them about this time when they wouldn't see him again and so on. You know, and that he had to leave them and so on. But a lot of times they did not really catch it. They fully got it when the Holy Ghost came on them and revolutionized them, anointed them, and filled them with the dunamis power and so on. But even this in John chapter 17, I like how Jesus really took time to break down how what he was saying to his disciples. And you know what makes me excited, Reverend Gail and Octavian, Pastor Chris, is that when Jesus was talking to his disciples back then, he talked about me. He mentioned me. He brought you and I, all of us here that our life now that serves him, his modern day church, he brought us into the equation. And that's so amazing that he did not forget to bring us in. He said, the others that are not here now, I'm talking to you, you disciples, but the others are not here. I'm talking to them as well. You know, and that really makes me excited that he did not forget me. And that when he was on the cross, he remembered me. When he said, it's finished, it was for me. When he bled and died, it was for all of us. What a great legacy he left. He knew that he would when he died, unless a seed fall into the ground, you know, and die, then it abides alone. But he knew that when he died and he, you know, he came back, he would bring all of us up back with him on that resurrection morning. We all came back with him, and we have a chance. You know, he gave us that powerful opportunity to have everlasting life. And we're so grateful for that. Praise God. What a salvation is such a great legacy. I mean, such a great phenomenal. I mean, I don't know why people get angry when they hear about Christianity. I know there's a new trend in the earth today from people that should know better at the anti-Christian, anti-Christianity. But that's the devil. We knew that was going to happen. We knew the devil got to do his bit. But you can't stop Jesus. You can't stop the Christianity. You can't stop the word of God. And you know what? We're seeing all of the biblical prophecies coming to pass. We're looking up in the Middle East, and we're seeing all the things happening with Israel, Iran, and USA, and all of those Middle East nations. And we have to say, the Bible is as accurate as the daily paper. Because all the things that Jesus saw, in Revelation, we're seeing it happen. So now we have to lift our eyes because our redemption draws nigh. So as we celebrate this, this is a Lenten season, and we're looking forward in a couple of days, couple of weeks to celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. We have to remember him today and remember the message that he gave to his disciples. So Reverend Gay, could you read for us from St. John chapter 17, please?
Yes. Reading from St. John chapter 17, reading first of all from 11 to 19. And this is when he was praying for his disciples. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may truly be sanctified. And then he prayed for all believers, and that's from verse 20 to 23. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. That's the end.
Yeah, praise God. Well, thank you so much. I mean, this when I read the scripture, I always get very excited to think that, you know, God can be talking to his disciples. First of all, he prayed to his Father, and, you know, he mentioned the work that he did while he was with the disciples, and he said that how, you know, he was with them, God kept them, and so on. And you know that God could still keep them in the same way that God kept the disciples in the world. He said, I don't want you to take you out of the world, but I want you to be kept in the world. And sometimes we feel as though things are so bad around us. We're in Barbados, a small country like ours, and we're having a lot of homicides and so on. And sometimes we want to say, God, we don't know if we want to be around this place. But God didn't tell us to leave the place. He said, keep them in the world. wherever they are, keep them. I'm so glad that God's power is sufficient and enough to keep us in the world. No matter if it goes in a place of violence, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how dark it gets, Jesus, the light of the world, in our hearts and in our lives, giving us light and sustenance, sustaining our lives, is able to keep us in the midst of all of the turmoil, in the midst of all of the wars and rumors of wars. This is not a time for us to panic. The church should not be panicking. The church will be remembering what God said to us through his word in St. John 17. We were kept in the world, and we are still loved by him, and we're still supposed to be one in him. Isn't it amazing that God is saying that he wanted his disciples, and he also reflected on us, to be one, just that he and his Father are one? Tells me that it is possible. Jesus would not have decided to have that or desire that unless it was possible to happen. And it's funny that one of the things that the devil has always used against the church is a spirit of division, disunity. You know, little silly things. Oh, I don't think you should wear makeup. I don't think you should do this. I don't think. Really? We're supposed to love each other. We're supposed to love each other despite what faults we have. Love each other regardless of what, you know, little strange things are not necessary. They're not big. They should be big enough to separate us. And the devil have used them for years to separate his church. But you know, sometimes when we go through trials and trauma and difficulties, that pushes us together. And I believe that God is causing stirring the church in Barbados. I've seen it happen here in the last few months, and I see it continuing. God is stirring his church because we're getting ready to celebrate his death and his resurrection and so on. But we're getting ready to celebrate his second coming. Yes, more than anything else.
Amen.
God is about to come again. And the church has got to get the people ready. The church has got to get together and work together to reap the last harvest. There are too many people out there that are still not saved, that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, that don't know that he died for them. I don't know that he loved them from the very beginning. I don't know that they have the potential to live forevermore. I don't know that when he was on the cross, he was thinking of them. I don't know that in the St. John 17, he was saying, what he was saying is about them. It's a reflection of how he felt about us, but also them. And so we need to push. You know, I mean, you know, when something's happening, there's a storm coming, and you want to board it, you win this quickly, and get everybody in, and you see people went to the supermarket and shop up and stock up and so on. We need to stock the people in the church. Get them in the house of the Lord. Get those young men off the blocks, man. Get them, those young men, they are potential pastors and ministers, you know, and deacons and, you know, and saints of God, and Satan is everything. A young man that he fought the Lord, that's one soul lost that was meant to be for God. That's one soul lost that had a legacy and did not fulfill it. So we, the church, now we are held responsible. So the message that Jesus is leaving here in St. John 17 is not just for the disciples. And the thing is, disciples are gone. They're resting comfortably. Now we have to now live this word. We got to manifest this word that we now have to, you know, we have to now live this in the world, but not be of the world. Yes?
Correct.
These are in the world, but no longer of the world. And he talked to his Father, keep to your name those whom are given, you've given to me. So we, all of us are saved. God has given them to us, to Jesus. We're gifts to Jesus. We're his legacy. You understand? Mm-hmm. We belong to Jesus. We have the bloodstained mark of Jesus in us. We have Jesus' DNA. Praise God. He's telling us that my Father has given you to me. And it's not just for the disciples, but for us, those whom you have given to me. I want them to be one as we are. You see, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. And God is doing the same for us. He's keeping us now. Those you have given me, I have kept. None have been lost except the Son of Perdition. We know who he is. Yeah. But now he said, I come to you and I speak these things. You know, I see these things. I speak in the world that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the word has hated them. That's the thing that we don't seem to understand. When people hate us, we think it's all a big deal. We get all bent out of shape. They hated Jesus before though.
Yeah.
You know. He was the Son of God. He never committed any sin or did anything wrong. And they hated him so much that they had to crucify him.
Mm-hmm.
They were full of venom and hate. and indignation. And then when people hate us, we get so all caught up with it. Hello. When they hate us, it means one thing, that we're just going to be as Jesus was treated. We're going in the same pattern. This is a legacy. Amen. And the legacy is not about all the good things, but all the things that Jesus went through. He said, arm yourself likewise to suffer as I have suffered. And so we believe that we are in that place right now where the Lord is about to come for his church. And I want to say to somebody listening to me today, I know that many times we say, I can go to church, one, and I can serve him. I'm tired of living in sin. Don't keep saying, I'm going to. Do it.
Yeah, amen.
Sometimes I've met women who will say, well, I can't serve God because I'm living with John and I got to get married first and stuff like that. And you know, I've had cases, Rev, where that woman was waiting, you know, on John, and she died before she got married.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? John went to church and gave his life to God. She died.
It happens in truth.
It happens, John, and he got saved, and she didn't get a chance to be saved. We must not put our life. We are too important to God.
First,
we are too important and valuable to God to put our whole life on somebody getting married to us just to serve God. Serve the Lord, man.
Serve him.
Give him your heart. Give him your soul. Give him your life. You were born to serve the Lord. This word, St. John 17, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, he included us, man. He said, just as I'm not of the world, y'all are not of the world. We are just in the world. We're just in transit. If you're traveling, like wherever we went over to Colorado, we went to Miami.
Yeah.
We were only just in transit passengers. Mm-hmm. Our luggage went, you know, well, we had to take it off, put it back on again. And then we went to the air, went straight through. I let those luggage go straight through. So you already know that you're going straight to another country.
Yeah, straight. Uh-huh.
Yes, straight through. And all you are is just a transit passenger.
Correct.
We're just in transit passengers here. Right? So don't go taking off your luggage and settling now. Don't settle here.
I'm going at the gate
to wait. Your ticket says that you're going all the way to heaven, all the way to glory. You're not supposed to settle here. If you have a nice home and son, that's good. But you can't just tie yourself down and say, well, I'm going to make it here. Beyond that, he said, I've gone to prepare a mansion for you.
Now,
really, you may be also. And it's so wonderful to read the scripture. And when I read it, I really get very excited. You know, he asked the Lord to sanctify them through his truth. He said, as I sent, you sent me into the world, I've also sent them into the world. So we are in the world because we're sent by Jesus. As we remember his death and dying, remember that he didn't just die for nothing. He died for us. He died for our deliverance. He died for our salvation. He died for our souls to have eternal life. He died to give us eternal life. He prayed for us. He said, I don't pray for these alone. I do not pray for these alone, but for those who will believe in me through their word. And that's us, right? I'm so happy
that he prayed for me.
Let me get y'all in there saying something because you know what it is like. Let's say you, Reverend Gail. Praise God.
I do love St. John 17. If you want to know at any time that anybody wants to know what Jesus feels about you, you can go and read that. He prayed for us. And to me, whenever I hear that, I just pause and say, God, I just love you so much because he prayed for us. That means that we were on his mind as he went to Calvary. Thousands of years after, we were already on his mind. He knew that at some point in time down the road in 19 whatever that we got saved or 20 whatever we got saved, that we would be with him. And he prayed such special prayers of blessings, of unity, that we would have unity of heart and purpose. Who are we then to say that we want to be divided in denominations and in disunity as a church, you know? One church want to know who better than who and who more qualified than who and all the titles and all the bells and whistles. When he prayed for the unity of heart and purpose, it was the unity of heart and purpose, to be one with him as he is one with God, and that we are one with each other. And he sanctified us. That means that he set us apart. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
To be who he has called us to be in the earth. So therefore, we now have to be the ones who continue to work because the harvest is ripe. We have to share what Jesus prayed. We have to share with others and tell them, this is who Jesus really is. He's the lover of our soul. That's what we have to do every day, in any way at all, not just with a pamphlet, but when you go to the supermarket, when you stop at the gas station, you know, wherever, whoever, stop and tell them of the love of Jesus, because it is real. St. John 17 tells me that it is real, that this man, Jesus, is real and loved me enough to pray for me all that down. And guess what? I'm going to finish now. Guess what? That prayer is still very much before the throne of grace every day on our behalf. Oh, my goodness. That gave me goosebumps. Makes me excited. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And that prayer is still active and alive.
Yes, still alive. Wow.
Let's say your Apostle Chris.
This is a real exciting session we have here. I'm happy to be part of it. Really enjoying this moment. You see how much God cares about us.
Yes.
How much the Savior cares about us. Listen, people. It doesn't matter how far down you have fallen.
Yes.
You could get up and move.
Oh, yes.
None of us are good. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In other words, none of us qualify our own. We don't have the DNA in us to make it happen. It's only when Christ comes and say, remember, we're born in sin and shape and iniquity. That's Adam and Eve's problem. But Jesus came as the rectifier of all this. He's going to put things back together for us. So no matter how far, how often you fall, how hard
you face,
God is there to pick you up
in the name
and leave you in the right place, because quite frankly, we're not going to get on our own. You're not good enough. We're not good enough in our own works, no matter how good, how smart we are, intelligent we are. We're never going to make it that way. It's only when the Savior comes in. When that old man that drove us crazy and make us do all kind of crazy things in the world, when that old man has got rid of, and we open our life to Jesus Christ, the Savior coming in, then we become a new person in Him. All in Christ is a new creation. A new creature. All things are passed away, and things now become new for us. All we then have to do is follow the Master. Step by step. Day by day. Believe me, people, He will never lead you astray. He will never lead a path that He will bring you out of. No matter wherever you may have fallen, wherever you may fail somewhere, He is able, as long as He's with you, to bring you out and walk with you and take you on the process where you say, I can stand on my own now. I know who I am. I'm a child of God because Jesus Christ is my Savior, and I'm saved forevermore.
Wonderful. Praise God. Okay, let's continue. You know, I look here, Reverend Gail, and I was looking back at the scripture here, this verse. This is what? Verse 23. I and them, and you and me, that name may be made perfect in one.
Yes.
And that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them.
Yes.
As you have loved me. Y'all got that?
Yes.
Yes.
Love. The same way that God loved Jesus, He loved us. I find that so amazing. I find it amazing.
Hallelujah.
And I find that unbelievable. You know, I have to stretch my imagination to comprehend that. That God loving His Son the way He does, for God so loved His Son.
Yes.
He gave Him His own, love the word, He gave His own begotten Son, whom He loved, to die for us. And now you're saying that the love of God, the love that he gave to His Son Jesus, He's got that same pure, agape love for me and you. And all you listeners, yes, it is. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Amazing. A next
of love that keeps going, going on generation to generation and wouldn't stop. And it's not watered down. It does not get watered down. Praise God. And so we thank God, you know, for the fact that He loves us and that we love Him back. Praise God.
That's right.
And we praise Him again and again. We thank God for His supernatural power on our lives today, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Praise God. And as we look forward to this today, upcoming Good Friday service, celebrating His death, celebrating His resurrection, let's do it with excitement now.
Yes.
Knowing that was not an ordinary feat. That was just a by the way thing. That was Him giving His life for us, to make us to become who we should be in Him.
Amen. So amen. We can
become one with Him. We can become His. And we can become a place where we can feel the love that His Father has for Him. we can feel that same love from the Father.
Same love. Same glory.
Goodness me. I don't want to say, yeah. Same love, same glory. I mean, I did sometimes, but our puny minds can't comprehend it. And we find it unbelievable. So we have to go and do all this study of the Greek and all that to see if it really means what it means. Because some people want, God can really love me, say we love Jesus. We glory and give Jesus. Yes, that's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. So we thank God.
And you worship.
Praise God. Praise God. Let's say you, Elder Andrew Octave.
The word of Jesus said that he has given us the word in the same book of John. But if he has given us the word, we are using every other device to tackle what the enemy is throwing at us rather than using the word. When we use the word of God says, upon this rock, I, Christ, will build my church and the gates of hell cannot prevail. So if we stand upon that word and we substitute nothing else but God's word, God's undiluted word, there's no demonic entity that can stand against us. My Father, Jesus said, when he's tempted, use the word. Let us use the word for every situation that we are confronted by. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Reverend, let's hear you quickly, please.
Praise the Lord. We are so thankful that you have tuned in to us today to the program In God's Glory. We give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Please let us know how this program has impacted your life. We would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 422-2512 or 432-6479. And we are located 4th Avenue, Rock Dundo, St. James. Our weekly services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you, Reverend Gay. Thank you, listeners. God bless you. May you remember that God loves you the same way he loved Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning into our program on Life 97.5 FM. Join us each and every Friday at 11:30 a.m. as we explore God's word that will change and transform your life. We look forward to a move of God as we journey together in God's glory. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.